Now I'd like to invite boys and girls, members of our church school, who would like to join me for a few moments here at the front to come on down. Yeah, be careful though, that's hot. Hey, how's everybody today? Okay? Keeping warm in here, huh? A little cold out there, isn't it? I got a little cold there. Thanks, Mary. I'm going to need this in a minute. Now, as I understand it, you don't have to go to school tomorrow. Is that correct? You got the day off? Everybody know why? How come?
Because it's Martin Luther King Day.
It's Martin Luther King Day. Very good. Thank you. Who knows who Martin Luther King was? Darcy?
He was a black man.
Yeah? And what did he do that we have a day off for him? Do you know? That's correct. Very good. Thank you. Yes, Martin Luther King, unfortunately, he died. He was killed a little over 40 years ago. He was a very outstanding American. Grew up in the South in a town called Atlanta. Became a minister. Had a church like this, kind of like this, for a time. And then he became the leader of something called the Civil Rights Movement. Can I catch you just a second here, buddy? Okay. He became the leader of something called the Civil Rights Movement. That was a movement, as Darcy said, to bring more rights for black people who were being denied at the time, weren't able to go to some of the places and do the things that white people were doing. And then he became a very strong advocate, as you heard the people who lit our chalice, became a very strong advocate for peace. Especially there was a war going on in a far-off country called Vietnam, and he and a number of other Americans like myself felt we didn't really need to be fighting that war, and he spoke out against it. But I want to tell you about the one time that I saw Dr. King. I had gone down to Washington, D.C. I was 22 years old. Now, 22 probably sounds like really old to you guys. It sure doesn't to me anymore, let me tell you that. I was 22 years old. I went to Washington, D.C., and I went to a big, what they called a prayer vigil, that was held in a place called Arlington National Cemetery. It's where the people who have died in previous wars are all buried. And Dr. King stood there, and he led us all in a prayer for peace, that such wars would no longer have to be fought. And there were hundreds of thousands of us there, and I remember kind of standing up and trying to look across all the people there were there so I could see Dr. King standing way off up front, and I was able to see him. I couldn't hear him from where I was, but I was able to see him. And then we went back to the church. We were having this big meeting, and Dr. King came out and spoke from a pulpit kind of like this one. And it was very moving, and it was very inspiring to listen to him talk about not just the needs to have rights for everyone, but to improve everybody's living conditions so people didn't have to be poor or hungry or homeless anymore. He talked about the need to not be fighting wars so we could use the money to fight that takes to fight a war to improve the lives of many of our citizens. And I sat there, and it was very inspiring to listen to him. I went back to where I was going to school. I was going to a school called a seminary. That's where you go to learn how to be a minister. About 2 months later, I was back there and turned on the news one night, found out that Dr. King had been killed. And it was a very, very, very sad time for all of our students there. And yet, as sad as I was and as grief-stricken as I was also glad that a couple months earlier, I had been able to see and listen to this very great American. You don't have to go to school tomorrow. I know you're going to do the kinds of things you usually get to do when you don't have to go to school. You kind of have fun and do just as I would do if I were your age as well. But I hope sometime tomorrow when you're not going to school, take a little bit of time to think about Dr. King. Maybe somebody can, maybe your parents or someone can find you something to read about his life and learn about why it is you're not going to school as we celebrate the life of this great American.